Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom Holmes, and with FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello, everybody.
And the fourth, can you believe it, fourth of our Patreon guest hosts is Mr. Dan Parkinson.
Hello. Beautiful, thank you for having me.
Beautiful Dan Parkinson. For anyone who watched or, well, was there for the Gaffer Tapes Live or listened to the subsequent podcast, the Gaffer Tapes Live, from last year, Dan joined us on stage as our little scribe, didn't you, mate?
I did, yeah, I got totally roped in.
Well, you put your hand up and offered to come up, so
technically,
yeah, that's true.
You run up on stage. Is it even a thing? Didn't you bring your own blackboard?
Yeah, we're not going to do the whole person writing, taking minutes, but yeah, he came up and he's got his own... Brought his own pens and stuff, stole the show. But yeah, Dan is here replacing little Craigie Jungle Tits. For the fourth, I can't believe that. It's the fourth bloody Patreon guest host. Incredible. Yeah, penultimate Patreon guest host. Yeah, to talk. Game week 15 is underway as we speak. This could get quite... Game week 15 is underway at the moment. Have hit a wall of unsurety. Straight away. I'm sure it is not a word. Yeah, we're instantly confused. So game week 15 is underway. We've currently got one eye on the last set of fixtures. Currently, literally just been kicked off. We're actually streaming live on Twitch, so we've got some people watching us as we do it. I'm feeling a lot of pressure. I feel like a young Jeff Stelling. I know he said Richard Keys. You don't want to be a young Richard Keys, do you? Imagine what he was up to back in the day, the naughty cunt. I said cunt straight away as well. Game week 15 is underway, but at the weekend was game week 14. So we've got a lot of stuff to talk about and review. Then in part two, we're going to be back with your fantasy football...
Social media
stuff. I just panicked and looked at you. I thought, why am I looking at Ash? And then, yeah, part three, we've got a quiz. Have we, Ash?
We do.
We do have a quiz. Can I just say the best bit of Timmy Tinker yet? I mean, it's genuinely fantastic, I must say, even if I say. And yeah, we're going to pick your power bottoms and then talk about game week 16, which is coming up this weekend. Oh, breathe. Right, game week 14. Let's cast our minds back, lads, to the weekend. Game week 14. We had a little, what was it, a double clusterfuck, Dan? Was it mentioned?
Yeah, I think it was a double cluster bag.
Cluster bag.
Double cluster bag.
Double cluster bag.
I got off to an amazing start. Yeah. Bam, straight out of the gate. Friday, 6:30. Checked my phone at 9, realised I hadn't set my team, done anything. Brilliant.
Lovely. Well, of course,
did I?
Well, no, of course. No, it's not like you run a podcast or we repeatedly mentioned it the week before.
I tell people that I went out of my way to tell people to remember.
Yeah, you tell people to remember and then you forget. It's kind of like how I feel telling you to do stuff. Ash, don't forget to do this for the podcast, and then you just don't do it. So it's a bit calmer. But yeah, Friday night, it was Cardiff 2, Wolves 1. That was the Friday kickoff. A lot of people missed it, I must say. It was quite enjoyable to see on social media several people missed that deadline. Friday night kickoff, it was goals for Hoylett at Lee at last.
Who?
Yeah, no one knows. Although highly picked Doherty, 17.7%.
Doherty of our
Doherty
manager, our player of the month, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, yeah. Mm. Although that was last month. Although this month I noticed on the little player of the month thing, old Ben Dinnery from Twitter was asked to give his nominations.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I didn't see him with a pink teacup or anything. No. He wasn't really putting the effort in. But yeah, highly picked Doherty with a little goal. Yeah, Wolves. I didn't expect Wolves to lose that.
No.
What were you thinking, Dan?
No, well, I actually had Doherty and picked him over and Bench Bennett as well. I thought, literally went with Doherty for the old goal threat, thinking they were probably going to lose.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Well, yeah, there's not been a lot of talk of Willy Bolly recently, I noticed as well.
It's by you.
Willy Bolly.
Yeah. I know. Got a tweet, someone said you haven't said that for a couple of weeks. Thought it was, it's the highlight of a lot of people.
Craig?
Willy Bolly. Yeah, Craig, like Craig Lynn.
Did we even mention Craig?
I think we've stopped mentioning Craig now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, just given up. Well, if he's given up, we're giving up.
So if you're a new listener.
Yeah, if you've just been listening the last 4 weeks.
The host there is, of the podcast.
There is an actual host. It's usually a lot slicker than this. Panicking because like 12 people are watching. Oh, it is literally 12. Hey! Just panicking. But yeah, no, Craig is usually around, but he's on I'm a Celebrity, but I'm guessing that's what I would have thought. And if he hasn't got Harry Redknapp's con as a guest, I'm going to be fucking... as were Burnley. They must have been bloody furious. They lost 2-0 to Crystal Bloody Palace.
Nice.
Burnley are in trouble, and they've got to be... They're looking so shit. Got the worst current form out of everyone, didn't they?
They're terrible, aren't they?
Absolutely.
I don't know what happened. Does anybody know? They lost loads of players, or...
Didn't Daishi say they'd lost the eye of the tiger?
Oh,
that's what it is.
Direct quote.
Daesh is drinking again. That's all it is. You can tell from that statement that's what it is. Assist and a goal for Townsend. Who's got Townsend nowadays? In 2018.
Didn't even know he was still playing in the Premier League.
No, it's mad, isn't it?
2.1% of people.
2.1%. Oh, that's got to be those first season players, you know, the first couple of game weeks that play. And they used to know about football about 6-7 years ago, but still haven't got a fucking clue. Like, they're Captain Milner every week just because they've heard of him. Do you know what I mean? first of the season for MacArthur, who was a decent point scorer last week. Huddersfield 1, Brighton 2. Now, obviously, as I wrote this rundown, I wrote this bit the other day before the second lot of fixtures, and I did a whole little bit about how good Duffy was and how much of a good pick Duffy was, because I was like, he's got 3 goals, 3 clean sheets, 2 assists, 5 bonus. He's got 58 points in total this season so far, which is, he's got more points than Mendy, and he's only 4.7 mil. And then in the second fixture, he went and got sent off. So, genuinely shouldn't have wasted my time getting all those stats together, because it's not easy. But yeah, 7.7% pick. But he was looking amazing. And then in the second game, spoiler alert, but yeah, he got a fucking red. Solomon March in midfield for Brighton, looking good at 5 mil with 4 assists in 4 as well. And he's less than 1% picked.
Was there any chance you would have known his first name?
Solomon March?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I wouldn't know his fucking surname. I have no idea. I have access to the Fantasy Premier League website. It's really good. I've got access to that and just click on stuff and then write it down. So forget the Duffy tip. Oh, then no, don't, because he's only going to be out for a little bit, isn't he? He's only going to be out for a little bit. And then
is
he'll
it
be
straight
back.
Red?
I don't know. I don't watch football. Just get it all from the... you can't be to watch all that. But yeah, I don't know if it was a straight red, actually. That's a very good point. Maybe someone on Twitch can say, just say straight red or not. So as we move on to Leicester 2, Watford 0. Vardy back-to-back goals. I'm happy. I had Vardy myself. Madison.
Vardy and Madison.
Yeah.
Finally.
The classic. Yeah. Well, because Madison got fucking sent off the week before, didn't he? And he wasn't out. He must have definitely not got a straight.
No, he got two bookings.
Back-to-back goals for Vardy. He's looking all right now. He's got decent fixtures coming up, although he's currently yellow as we speak.
Did his red card get rescinded or something?
Well, Madison...
How's he not suspended? Or did they have a cup game or something?
I don't think so.
Because he got
two yellows.
He got 2 yellows.
Yeah.
And then played last week and this week.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Do you think he's banned for the game tonight?
No, according to this, he's played 12 minutes. Strange.
Very strange.
We should look
more stuff up than we do. Probably.
I mean, that's neat. Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
He'll be back.
But he's there. Maybe no one realised. Maybe just snuck on and went,
yeah.
But no, I'm playing as well. I'm joining in. Pereira, clean sheet and 3 points. 3 bonus for him. He's in the top 10 overall defenders now with 60 points.
Is he?
At 5.1 mil. Yeah, I've noticed that Craig has had him for a while. Keep a close eye on Craig's team, because I just need to beat Craig. As I said before, it's our 5th season and we're currently 2-0. I've beaten him twice, he's beaten me twice. So this is the absolute decider. For me, he probably doesn't. But it's big. It's really big for me. United and Arsenal have just kicked off. Tottenham, Southampton have just kicked off. Have we mentioned already, Dan?
I don't think we have.
We haven't mentioned yet. Dan, Patreon guest host Dan Parkinson, what have you done?
Captain Kane.
He's triple Captain Kane!
I went with the Tom special. A big guy at home instead of waiting for the double game week.
Yeah. We were going to get to it, but let's talk about it now. Southampton, Hughes sacked.
We said, didn't we?
We did. We called last episode.
It was about 3 weeks ago. We said, like, we should put money on it.
We did.
I fucking wish we had done.
What did we call last episode? A Hughes decision to make.
We did, didn't we? Yeah.
Ash came out with that. Oh. Ash pulled that out of the bag. Yeah, a Hughes decision to make. And they made a Hughes decision and they got bloody rid of him.
He'll probably listen to the podcast.
I would have thought so. Yeah, so Hughes...
As soon as they saw the name, they were like, they're right, time to pull the trigger.
Hughes was sacked. Southampton currently rudderless. They've appointed a new manager, but he hasn't actually taken over yet. I don't think he takes over until their next game. So they're playing Spurs. Spurs, obviously, again, we're going to come to it, coming off a big loss to the boy. But, yeah, Dan, massive, massive shout, mate.
Who do you support?
I support Arsenal.
Massive Arsenal fan. Me and Dan were at the first game of the season against City at the Emirates. Had a bloody beer, didn't we, before? A couple
one
of lads.
Two, one
got
two,
got
yeah.
a photo taken with Josh from Love Island, didn't we?
Yeah, I had no
you
idea
had
who
no
he was.
Idea who he was. And you were going, why do you keep looking at that bloke, Tom? Like, just look at him, it's Josh. You're going, oh, I don't know, don't watch it. And then you jumped in on the picture. Well, didn't even know who he was and jumped in on my little picture with Josh, which was annoying.
I think you did, actually.
Yeah, no, thanks for that. Thanks for joining in. Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit. We are going to keep one eye on Harry Kane because he's got the triple captain button on him from Dan. Let's move. So City 3, Bournemouth 1. The lad Sterling, again, he goes past 100 points. Obviously, we're still talking game week 14 at the moment. He went past 100 points. Old Hacksaw Gundogan and B. Silva with goals. Assist for Sané. And that's his third 90 minutes in four, I noticed. He's starting to get...
And he played yesterday as well, didn't he?
He did. Yeah, he got some decent points, actually, if we flick over. Yeah, he got some big points yesterday. Yeah, goal for Sané, I believe.
Yeah,
wasn't it
was, yeah.
Goal for Sané yesterday. Yeah, really good. Yeah, he's starting to beat that rotation. Sterling didn't play at all yesterday. Didn't get a single fucking minute.
No, we were saying a couple of weeks ago, weren't we? Because Mendy's out.
Yeah.
Sterling will start playing, which is exactly what happened.
Sterling or Sané.
Sané. And then it's what happened last one there. when we did the live pod, Mendy had been injured then as well for about 4 weeks before it. And because you can you remember... going into it one of the questions was about something about Sané because he'd got fucking a trillion points something he was on some mental run wasn't he where he got like 15, 14, 16 consecutive weeks like 4 weeks in a row so I think whilst Mendy's still out Sané's like such a good shout.
I didn't really listen to a lot of that because I was just taking off my jumper thinking I'm so warm and realising that it looked like I was getting naked so obviously there was the whole who didn't play for City today thing. It's proven a nightmare, especially when people are putting captain's armbands on Sterling. So that City game, Wilson scored. Sorry, do apologise. Wilson scored his seventh of the season then on the weekend. Absolutely fixture proof. If you're going to score against City when you're at City, then that is the definition
of
fixed to put. Wilson, mate.
Yeah, had him for weeks.
Got Wilson. Yeah, spoiler alert, I triple captained him. And yesterday...
I didn't
triple captain him. I just captained him. Sorry. In the game week just gone. And obviously he scored. And Fraser got a goal and assist. Both getting a goal. Yeah. Absolutely mental. Both of those boys are just a must-have.
Yeah.
Just obviously for how cheap they are. Yeah, it's crazy. I think you definitely got to have a bit of Wilson on the go at the moment. And especially when you got the likes of, obviously, Sergio Aguero not playing.
Yeah.
Didn't play a single minute. He wasn't even in the squad for the game yesterday.
Yeah.
Game week 15
he's out
fixture.
For 2 weeks now.
Tuesday. He's out for 2 weeks. Yeah, I personally got rid of it, but we'll get to that. Right,
speaking
Newcastle.
Of people who are irreplaceable.
Yeah, who are you talking? Chicharito. Is that what you're going to say? Is that what you're going to say? Newcastle 0, West Ham 3. You must have loved that, Ash. Hammers thumping them.
Yeah.
2 for Chicharito. 3-4 for him now. Well, at that point, by game week 14.
This is so difficult with us because, like, yesterday Zabaleta didn't play and Antonio played right back because Zabaleta's 100. And then...
He's
so,
looking old, isn't he?
And then, obviously, Arnautovic came on, then got injured.
Yeah.
So I think Dean Garner might play next time.
Okay.
It's just such a... It's so difficult to tell. Like, do you want to get Chicharito in?
Did he not get an assist yesterday, Dean Garner? Or did I imagine that? No.
I think Fabianski, though, is a must-have.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. Yeah.
I, for a couple of weeks, switched and had, you know, my other goalkeeper in goal.
Yeah.
And didn't really think about it, so I didn't switch him back. Mm. And every week, I'm like, Fabianski's got like 12 points again.
Fabianski was on my bench game week 14. I played him yesterday game week 15. And obviously the score there being West Ham 3, Cardiff 1. So you scored 3 twice in a row, 6 goals in two games, but you did concede that very, very late goal, which absolutely fucked my Fabianski. And he saved a penalty yesterday on
Tuesday, didn't he?
Which was mad.
So he saved a penalty, but then conceded right at
the end. But then conceded right at the end, which was really fucking annoying. But yeah, he was on for major points. But yeah, Fabianski, I just think, even if you've got a bit of money and you're not starting Fabianski.
So some live scores.
Yeah.
Newcastle 1, Everton 0. That's a bit of a shocker.
Yeah.
And
Chelsea. Who scored for Chelsea?
Loftus-Cheek scored. Hazard assist.
Hazard assist. That'll do me. Lovely stuff. Because as we speak, we've just found out, well, half an hour ago, that there's no Salah starting. There's no Robertson at all, but we did kind of think that.
Yeah.
Trent Alexander-Arnold isn't starting.
And of course, no Sterling last night.
So I thought
Robertson wasn't going to play. So I brought in Alexander as a straight swap. Yeah.
Apparently he's on the bench. So he could, but don't know.
Oh, that'd be even worse.
Would it?
If he came off and got 1 point.
Chicharito, 3 and 4 for him. What's his tits? FA, Felipe Anderson.
Yeah.
Your mate. 34 points in 4 games tonight, which is massive. Arnie, obviously, as we said, injured. Snodgrass has got 3 assists in the last couple of games as well, game week 14 and 15. Jack Wilshere, game week 14, he comes on for 5 minutes, gets an assist. Then last night he came on for about 10 minutes and got injured again. His other ankle. He's fucked.
No way.
Yeah, it's really bad. Dan, you were saying before when we were in the pub.
I was saying, well, he's a hell of a player. And the thing I like about him the most is that he kind of makes me think he acts exactly like we would if we were professional. So a bit of a booze hound, probably smokes too much, and is constantly injured.
he's referred to as the Tom Holmes of West Ham, I think. That's true. Yeah, I do feel for Wilshere. It's very sad.
I forgot he played, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, Tottenham 1, Southampton 0. Can we get a live goal check? What are we thinking? Is it going to be?
It's Harry Kane.
Dan, it seems to be working thus far. It's not been a washout, let's say that.
It's a bittersweet as an Arsenal fan.
Yeah, it must be. There's a whole other conversation about loyalty and stuff like that that we won't mention. Harry Kane on.
Imagine if he scores 5, though.
I'd cheer him on for you. It would be great podcasting if that did happen. So Saints 2, United 2. Hughes sacked after that game. Obviously, a draw with United, not good enough for Saints.
Why wait until then? Why sack him after a draw?
I know, mad, isn't it? I mean, it was coming anyway, but
must have been waiting to get whoever they've got instead.
Yeah, I don't even know.
To be honest, if you're drawing against Man United, you deserve to get sacked.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. But we're saying that now. But obviously, as Arsenal fans, we don't know what's going to happen. United could beat us. To be fucking gutted.
Oh, end your streak. The invincible killers.
Yeah, that happened last time, didn't it? Won't happen. Lukaku gets his 5th of the season. That's his first goal since game week 5. His goal on game week 14 was his first goal since game week 5. Goal for Herrera. 2 assists for Rushton, the lad. Cedric Armstrong with Southampton goals. Yeah, how's Jose still going? I don't know. I'm guessing if we did thump him tonight, I'm not saying we're going to. I don't want to jinx it. I'm not saying we're going to. But if we did, he's got to go, isn't he?
I still think he's got the right plan.
Get rid of him.
Yeah, I think he's on the right track.
He's just ruining players, isn't he?
Yeah, one of the... No.
Sanchez, what's happened to Sanchez? There's talk about Sanchez desperate to fucking go
in January. He's a bit underpaid, isn't he? So.
Yeah, exactly. He's got to buy a lot of dog food, isn't he? He's got to buy a fucking lot of dog food.
Like, oh no, yeah, poor guy.
Yeah, got by a lot of dog food, the boy. Yeah. Chelsea 2, Fulham 0. Rotation risk, Pedro with massive points. You got a goal and the free bonus. Little Tommy stat for you. He's played 80 or more minutes only 3 times this season and scored in each one.
Nice, that is a stat.
Good stat.
Actually 4 times this season.
Yeah, sure.
And scored, yeah, because he's got 9, 8, 12 and 11. So massive rotation risk, but when he plays, he does score.
If he just If he played 0 minutes and then 90,
yeah,
he'd be amazing pick.
It would be all right, wouldn't it? Stick him on.
So he plays 30 minutes every game.
Yeah.
And it's the same with Willian, right? If you're like, if you knew that one of them was always going to play nothing or the whole game, you'd have one of them.
But they're essentially just splitting 2 points each.
Yeah.
Loftus-Cheek with a goal in that first game. Assist for Hazard. A lot of people dropped him because he went yellow, got a little bit of jaundice. But he did play, and he is playing tonight. He got the assist again, and Loftus-Cheek got the goal again tonight.
Oh, yeah.
The big game. Arsenal 4, Spurs 2.
It's good, wasn't it?
Fucking amazing. Fucking amazing game. One of the best games I've seen for years. Dan, you were there?
I was there. The best atmosphere I've seen at the Emirates. At the Emirates, so in 12 years.
Lovely. And people listening who don't like Arsenal are going to say, yeah, it won't take a lot, will it? Probably FPL Boffin. Oh, well, the bloody library, yeah. What? A couple of people clapping so loudly, were they? I'm absolutely furious. You're obviously Arsenal season ticket holder, aren't you, Dan?
Yeah, certainly am. And I think my favourite moment of the day was as some Tottenham fans were leaving early, other Tottenham fans gave them the wankers.
Really?
They were calling each other wankers.
Oh, wow. Mutiny in the ranks between them. Bless them. You weren't the one outside giving Eric Dyer shit through his car window, were you?
No comment.
That. Yeah, come in, you nuts, you cunt. Whatever it was, lovely stuff. No, we don't condone that. That is bad.
What? I missed that.
A couple of Arsenal fans caught Dyer coming out of his car and were stuck in a little bit of traffic. And they were knocking on the window going, fuck off, like that. And he was kind of just laughing and he was eating nuts. Yeah, come out then, you fucking cunt. He's absolute dickhead.
When you said giving him shit, I thought you meant literally, you know, like...
Well, giving him, just feeding shit through the...
That's what I thought. Handing him a bag of shit.
That's where the nuts were coming from. Just picking the nuts out of it. The sweet corn.
No.
Terrible stuff. Aubameyang, he gets his 9th and 10th goal of the season. He's now the top scoring striker. His price has already gone up to 11.2. It's gone up like every night since. Because obviously Aguero's got injured and it's pretty much a straight swap. He's gone from 10.9 to 11.3.
Really?
It's gone up four times, I think.
You might be right.
I think it has. Yeah, he's still not massively... He must be 25% picked now by the time I wrote this. Yeah, must have
24.4,
not a bad guess. 1 point to me. Not bad. Kane obviously scores, gets his of the season. His 8-8 in North London derbies as well. Lacazette and Torreira.
So Bamiyang's gone up four times.
Yeah.
So he's 11.1.
He's 11.1 now.
Yeah.
I thought he was
11.1. No, 11.1. But you know what he started at?
10.5,
was it?
11.
Oh, 11. Oh, so he went right down.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, he has only kind of just started here. Well, I think as the team, you know, and Emery have started getting...
Yeah, I don't know when he lost all his... Like, when he went down so much. Oh, I guess that, like, they were winning, but he still wasn't... He wasn't getting too bad returns.
Yeah.
He got 8.572 and went down 3 pips. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess...
Was not around the time that Aguero was...
Must have been somebody smashing it.
That's probably what it was. Just a little side note, obviously, such a big game, such a big, you know, couple of goals for Aubameyang. Soccer AM tweeted the Aubameyang song again.
No way!
Yeah, and so that's doing the rounds again, which is nice. And I think they tweeted it with... tweet this onto a Tottenham fan's timeline to annoy him. I mean, so Emirates Gary's getting a little run around.
Oh, nice.
Again, yeah, got several hundred people calling me a nonce again. and on Twitch, I just noticed, because I knew we were probably going to Twitch tonight, I wore my glasses today, and they are the Emirates Gary glasses.
Oh, nice.
And someone on Twitch just said, Tom looks a lot like Emirates Gary tonight.
It's uncanny.
It is uncanny, isn't it? Should have worn me a little hat. So there it is. And then the last game of Game Week 14, Liverpool 1, Everton 0. Fuck me.
Oh,
did you see
mate.
That late goal? What was Pickford doing?
Did he go for like some sort of like cross save catch?
And it was coming off the top of the bar and it was going to go out.
It looked like
he
going
scooped
out,
it. He was like, fuck,
I've got the glad.
My favourite meme since then is, you know, the Air Jordan symbol.
Yeah.
And someone says, Air Pickford.
Oh, no.
Amazing.
9 clean sheets, though, for Liverpool. VVD with big points. Obviously, as we said, Robertson and Alexander-Arnold getting rotated tonight. I think Robertson did pick three. Origi got that last goal. We've basically talked about game week 15, what's happened so far. Bournemouth 2, Huddersfield 1, those big Fraser and Wilson points. Big Daddy T-Dog, captain in Wilson. Brighton 3, Crystal Palace 1 was last night as well. Murray with goals, got his 8 for the season. Same amount of goals as Kane. Oh no, tell a lie, Kane's got 9 now. He's just bloody scored. Touch your leg there, Dan. How do you feel about that? I liked it. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Yeah, it was my power bottom from last week. Murray. Milivojevic's third penalty of the season. Yeah, as we say, West Ham won, scored three again. And then, yeah, Watford won, City three. Big points for the likes of Mahrez, Sané. Doucouré wiped out the clean sheet as well quite late. Annoying for a lot of the St owners. Yeah, and as we said, Sterling, Aguero and Laporte.
Laporte.
He only got 1 minute last night. Annoyed a lot. But there we go. That was, in a way, kind of, the game weeks 14 and 15. It's 1-0 Newcastle, 1-0 Chelsea and 1-0 Tottenham at the moment. We're not going to do the top 10 because it's kind of chopping and changing at the moment. We're going to do our positions very quickly just before we go.
Man, if we're not doing them.
It's in the rundown, mate.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's in the rundown, It's in the rundown.
What a coincidence.
As it stands, our positions, obviously you can still join at the Gaffer Tapes Mini League. Brought to you by monstershop.co.uk with prizes, a PS4 bundle for the overall window, plus monthly manager of the month prizes. The pin is 4817-1594, or just go to the auto join link, thegaffertapes.com/join. Our positions, just as it stands, just because we, you know, they're probably going to want to know. Oh, what's that? There's a new daddy on G Wing. Big T-Dog, 1,116th in the Gaffer Tapes League. That is the best I've been all season. I'm really happy with that. Ash, 1,992nd. Obviously, this is as it stands, you know, after the first round of games. Craig even went up, 4,840, 97-click wanker. Dan, you are only just a little bit behind Ash. You're 2,507th in the Gaffer Tapes League.
Yeah, well, so we actually had the same amount of points at the end of Sunday. Yeah, 805. Ah. But someone obviously did it from this morning.
I did, yeah. I did do it from this morning. Though. Yeah. Just like to keep updated. And because obviously I was leading after last night and Captain and Wilson. And then Domi Mons, 2,737. You've probably got very similar points to Dom, actually, Dan. Probably only a couple of points in it between you. And then just before we go for part one, it's bloody manager of the month time. There was one game left, I think, from last week.
And it was really close, wasn't it?
It was really, really close, but we are happy to announce that the manager of the month...
Can I double check the stats?
Please feel free to double check.
You guys entertain each other.
I know, absolutely no problem with that. Lovely Dan.
So are we saying this is the manager of the month for November?
Yeah. It must be. It is, yeah. Am I right? It's been verified by our independent adjudicator that the manager of the month for November is Walid Salah with 67-point game week, the last game week of November, and 314 total points for that month. So, Walid Salah, please get in touch, info@thegaffertapes.com, and we'll get you some prizes, some little vouchery vouchers, or whatever they're called. Tokeny tokens. From monstershop.co.uk. Yes, there we go. So, thus concludes... I mean, that was a bloody shambles. I don't know what was going on. It was... Oh, I couldn't do Jeff Stelling's job. I probably could. But yeah, so that was part one. We will be back in part two for your social questions. And then part three, we've got all the other stuff, the quiz and all the bits and bobs. So yeah, thank you very much. We will see you in a second.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, part two. Ash here with Tom.
Yep.
And Dan.
Hello.
You can come on the podcast too if you just subscribe to patreon.com/thegaffertapes. For $7 a month and make yourself a fucking winner.
$7? That's not even £7. That's like £5.
Yeah, soon to be 12. I made a joke every week. So we're here to answer your social questions. You've been online doing the tweets and the emails and the Facebooks.
Stuff. Yeah.
And some Russian people have messaged us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for...
Tweets for my tweet!
We'll be asking...
Wow,
that was quite street, wasn't it?
All we asking.
Exactly. Like a little bit of a reggae, reggae vibe. Let's do some bloody tweets. We've got a tweet from M Connor saying, "Should we grab Aubameyang?" We had a lot of Aubameyang tweets. That one sort of encapsulates it all.
They've got Huddersfield. Oh my god, Huddersfield, Southampton, Burnley, and
Brighton.
Brighton, that's the one. That's the next four games. So like, fuck.
Do you have Aubameyang or Lord?
I don't. So I went with Kane. A friend of mine was like, "Why not Aubameyang? You're an Arsenal fan." And I was like, "This season is too important. I don't want to mix FPL and Arsenal season."
Oh, okay. So you feel like if you've got Kane, you're kind of hedging your bets. Sort of. Is that right? Hedging your bets?
Yes.
You sort of covering both. Yeah. Okay. I like it. That's not bad.
If someone would come up with a catchy song for him, I think that would really turn around his
name. Absolutely. It would turn around.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. I personally have Aubameyang. I bought him in after game week 14, as many, many, many people did because of Aguero. He was injured. Someone pointed out that he wasn't in the squad he didn't travel with City for yesterday's game. And that kind of did the rounds on Twitter. And I was like, ah, shit. Okay, I'm going to get rid of him now. Yeah. And kind of did it. I wasn't going to make a change yesterday, but I did. I made that one or whenever it was. Yeah. And bought in Aubameyang. So it's kind of pretty much a straight swap, as we said. So
I would say if you haven't got him, man. Especially if you've got Aguero, just get him in because we talked about it earlier. Although you've missed the four price jumps,
yeah,
he's still only what he was to start with. So
pretty
really
much,
lost,
yeah, 11.1. Well, yeah, I'm guessing his price is going to kind of stay for a little bit. If he doesn't score tonight, which he hasn't done so far, people aren't going to be jumping on the bandwagon. Although maybe they've been waiting for this United fixture, this little red United fixture to go.
Away, yeah. So for also live score updates. So for us more than
anything, no one's listening for live score updates. Maybe people on Twitter.
I think people will not watch the football and wait for
people are doing the match of the day game with the gaffer.
Yeah. Exactly.
I guess that's what it is.
So United have scored.
Bang.
Marshall.
United have scored. Fulham have scored since. Everton have scored as well. And I just realised that just during the little break when we went for a little wee-wee, that Vardy isn't playing. So I'm going to have about 9 players this game week. A lot of people complain they're not fielding the full 11 in this little cheeky little game week 15 that's going to annoy everyone. And it was going so well for me before then, which is a shame.
I think Mitrovic has got an assist.
That's no good for me. I don't have him.
It's quite good for lots of people to do.
Well, correct. Yeah. I'd say it's good for everyone that does.
Okay, a good one to move to now. Arnautovic looks like he's going to be out for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, injured. Yeah, although still, people forget, Callum Wilson is still so cheap.
Yeah.
So cheap.
I mean, he's a must, isn't he?
Why people aren't getting on the Wilson?
You can have Wilson.
They do have difficult games, though.
You have Wilson, Mitrovic, and Grab Aubameyang.
Grab Aubameyang, yeah. Cool, that's quite cheap. You're looking at 24 for all three of them?
Bam, maths.
Probably. Sound like that. So, yeah, Aubameyang, I completely would. And I know Craig's got Aubameyang as well. So, yeah, you can't go wrong with that little run of fixtures. Fuck me.
We've got a question from Maximus at Sue Perkins 3. Says, best striker option between now and New Year?
Aubameyang, probably. How long does that take you? That's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 4 game weeks. Game weeks up to 19. That's not too bad. And then they've got Liverpool. But
I tell you what, Mitrovic as well. It's Fulham have got an easy run and he's got an assist today. The box of all that is Kane.
Yeah.
Still think.
Oh, yeah.
Should have got him in 2 weeks
Kane's
ago.
Kane's runs.
Yeah. Still.
Yeah. You've got Kane, didn't you?
Yeah. I think any of those three, maybe not Mitrovic, but I think Aubameyang and Kane, preferably both of them, is going to see you.
It doesn't. Kane's run takes him to like February.
Well, the nice run. We said that a couple of weeks ago about Tottenham's run. Looks really, really nice.
Yeah.
I know that you asked about striker options, but again, Son, diving little shit that he is, Son always comes good in the new year. My little thing. Someone accused me. They went, "Is that racist?" I was like, "How is that racist?" They thought like Chinese New Year. He's not Chinese. They're like, "Oh, is that like a little racist joke?" How's that a racist joke? Nothing to do with it. Son as well. Not class as a striker, but I think obviously on that vibe, I think he's pretty good. We got a tweet from last week's Patreon guest host Raphael Briand. He said, "Are any of Aubameyang, Masuaku, or Dean Garner reliable enough to have as a budget-enabling fifth midfielder who actually plays? Or would you recommend someone else? # West Ham United FC." Ash, I think you can probably take that one. Feel free to dip in, Dan, but there was too many words I didn't understand in for me, so...
I literally have got Dean Garner.
Quite literally.
So with the injury to... Arnautovic, maybe he'll play again. So he's so cheap, he's like nothing.
Yeah.
But
he's actually free.
But
is that a glitch? Is that a bit of a glitch in the game?
I'm surprised more people haven't gone.
Yeah. He's free. He's just free in the game.
I think Anderson is obviously a mega good choice, but he's more expensive. He's not in the same. He's not a fifth midfielder, is he? The only other thing is Masuaku, but then he's really a defender, so I don't really like the midfield
playing out. It's the wrong way around.
I think he got an assist yesterday.
Mm. Yeah, he did. Because I thought he was your power bottom pick, but he wasn't. He wasn't. I mean, he did get a little assist. Yeah.
But wait, wasn't he the one last season he was classed as a defender, was playing in midfield?
Exactly.
And this season he's a midfielder playing in defence?
Yeah.
I wish someone would remind him.
Absolutely. Who's running this fucking Mickey Mouse game?
Yeah,
I don't know. It sounds like a bit of a problem. Talking of problems, FPL Problems got in touch. Only viable Spurs option seems to be Sonny. Agree? Don't like the fact you called him Sonny.
Well, Kane.
Kane, but, well, is he? I mean, he's expensive. Well, a lot of people don't think he's worth it.
But he's a viable option.
He's a viable option. What do you reckon, Dan?
Yeah.
Have you got any other Spurs players in your team other than Kane?
Fuck no.
Fuck no. It's like, yeah, no, I'm loyal to a certain degree, mate. I will only have one. I'll have one and I'll triple captain him, but that's it. Just fucking one.
I'll only cheer on one a year.
That's it.
Obviously, have I got a Spurs player? No. I mean, I've got Spurs. I had to get a Spurs tattoo to give him my team.
Yeah. And I wear the shirt at night and stuff like that.
Not that shorts anymore. Yeah.
That's it.
There's no one else.
It's pretty much it, isn't it? Even old Moura.
Yeah.
Because Moura was playing well and he's fucking dropped off. Trippi is injured. No, definitely.
Who is the guy who gives away a penalty every week?
Foyth
is a fucking lunatic.
The Foyth Scythe saga.
He's
mental. He scored one goal when he was 0.0% picked, and about 30,000 people picked him up.
He's got 0.15 to 0.1. Literally every time I see a game, it's him giving away a penalty or scoring an own goal. He's a fucking lunatic. How has he
taken over from Chiggers as the worst professional footballer in the world for you?
I think so.
That's big. Write that down. Anyone who's making notes has got a little spreadsheet of Ash's worst footballers in the world. He's taken over from Chilwell, aka Chiggers.
And then we'll get loads of messages next week being like, actually, I think you'll find he's in the European top 10 footballers ever. Ballon d'Or.
That would be weird if he was.
So now probably a good time to put 10 quid on him winning the Ballon d'Or next
year. Yeah. Imagine that. It'd be worth it. Did you see about the geezer who put 500 quid on Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder to draw? He put 500 quid on, because obviously it was a draw in the boxing.
Was it?
But he put 500, do you not know?
I was going to watch it when I got home.
You're joking? I thought you'd be serious then. My heart dropped. I was like, oh my God. Mention it first. He put 500 quid on, and someone videoed him. It was on the Sport Bible, tweeted it. And they videoed him as they were reading the thing, and he's just, they're in a pub, and he's going, fuck! Fuck! He's doing that. It's a fucking draw! It's like, champagne for everyone! He won like 25 grand or something mental.
What?
Crazy, yeah.
Jesus Christ. 500 quid?
500 quid strong, isn't it?
Wow.
Crazy.
What a draw. That's so good.
It's mad. It's like going to Barbados or something. Talking of going to Barbados, we got a tweet from Toby. He said, I'm going to Barbados for Christmas. Is it ever wise to give my login details to a mate and let them do my transfers? Wow, that's big. What do we reckon?
This is about as wise as leaving your laptop open at a live recording of the podcast.
You know who did that?
Absolutely.
I witnessed it.
You witnessed it happen?
Yep.
Wow, was it people you knew?
I know him, yeah.
You know him? Oh, so it's not who Craig thought it
was. Let's get the story. Now it's time. Craig's never going to know anyway, is he?
No, let's... We know the story. We've mentioned it many times.
I'm no grass. I'll tell you guys off air.
Oh, right.
I know who it was.
Okay, so Craig thought he knew who it was, but the fact if you know who they was and it's not who he...
It wasn't.
Oh, okay. Ah, is it? Can you just ask? Is he a patron of the podcast?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay, that's all right. That's all right. Yeah, we'll get the lowdown off there. For anyone who doesn't know, the live podcast where Dan joined us on stage. Craig left his laptop on the stage because obviously we were, doing notes and stuff off the laptop. We kind of left the stage like, thank you very much, good night. And then there was a big
cheer.
Left
me on the stage.
Left you on the stage. We forgot. We walked off behind the curtain and went, oh, fuck, we've left Dan on stage. And everyone was going, Dan, 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 Dan. And then did you leave when they were all going, Dan, Dan, Dan? No. Just stay there. How long were we there for? Just a week? Just a full week?
10 minutes, yeah.
And then we kind of went backstage and then had a drink with everyone in the bar and stuff. Craig left his laptop and then someone tinkered with his team, took out Kane and brought in, can't remember who it was. It was like the third...
Like Watford striker.
It was a third choice Watford striker from last season. It didn't get a single point, I don't think. Or got like 1 point, came off for 5 minutes. It was mental. Oh, that's interesting. Very interesting. But yeah, would you do it? If you trust your mate, give him your login details, but you really need to trust him. But
would you? I would never do that.
Looking ahead for a few weeks and just getting a decent team.
What are you talking about? Going to fucking Barbados?
I've been to Barbados.
Yeah, but what? They have electricity and the internet there, don't they?
They do, yeah. Toby's a racist. Toby knows nothing of geography.
Who are these people? I would do the opposite. If my previous form's anything to go by, I would give someone else my password, get them to change it. So when I go away, no one can do anything.
Okay.
Because you're more likely to go on holiday and fuck up your team.
Because of when you went to Amsterdam.
Well, every time I go on holiday.
Every time you go on holiday, you ruin your team.
Yeah. I do like loads of midnight, like 4 a.m. transfers.
4 a.m. transfers, yeah, exactly. No, I wouldn't, unless you really, no, you need to really trust them.
Oh, unless.
There's no need.
Right, so your mate, right, let's call him Dave.
Yeah.
Unless he's really hot, you've got like a secret crush on him.
Mm.
Maybe you do it as like a bonding thing.
Yeah.
It's the last bit, and then you make your move and you get back from Barbados. Okay.
There you go, Toby.
So, there you go.
Do that.
Some love advice.
If you want to get closer to Dave,
yeah,
then do it. Yeah.
Then make your move.
Then sure.
Yeah.
There we go. Do that. Keep that happening. Right, there we go. Right, let's move on to... Oh, it is everyone's favourite. There's more of these than anything else. It is time for the jingle. It's Any Other Business.
Any other business, is that right? Any other business, it's all right. Any other business, gaffer tapes.
Any other business, jingle. There. Yes. So we got some. Oh, so last week we read out the tweet from Jeremy Byans. He said, "Should I give up FPL the other week? I bought in Mendy, Ings, and Goodmanson. They all got injured."
Did we?
Yeah, basically. he then qualified it in between us recording and him hearing it. He then qualified it. Said, "It sounds bad, but I only took a -4. I swapped Shaw for Mendy, Maddo for Jayberg because Maddo was injured, and Mitro for Ings because I already had Kuhn and Arnie and Fulham were horrendous. Still managed a green arrow that week."
Nice.
Then after he listened to the podcast, he said, "Great podcast as always, and thanks for the mention, even if it was telling me to commit suicide." Which I'm guessing we must have told him to commit suicide then, which is...
I think you did, yeah. I think you went on
the
trip. You were like, yeah, commit suicide.
And that sounds much more of an Ash thing. Yeah, no, mate, just kill yourself. That, I can imagine that's a classic Ash thing. No, mate, just kill yourself. Just kill yourself. Yeah, Jezza, I do apologise for that. It was lovely. But thanks for saying great podcast as always.
Yeah. Thanks for not killing yourself.
But thanks for not... And if you ever have any feelings like that, then our doors are always open.
Yeah. If you...
Send us an email, info@thegaffertapes.com.
If you, when you get back from Barbados, you get rejected by Dave, and that pushes you over the edge,
yeah,
and you take out a life insurance policy, you could use that to subscribe to the... Gaffer Tapes Patreon.
So different
in
person.
Your will.
Different person.
I know, I was making like a run on.
Yeah. That's really good. Ash, do you want to read this one from Sam Rossiter?
Chaps, great pod as always.
Oh, blimey, they all keep mentioning how bloody brilliant we are.
Thanks, Sam. We were asking last week what the fuck the Match of the Day challenge
was.
Oh, yes.
I do apologise.
The Match of the Day challenge is when you try and get through all of Saturday without knowing the scores.
And then what's Match of the Day?
I thought it was without falling asleep.
Yeah, we did suggest that it might have been that.
And
as soon as I read that, I thought, of course it fucking is.
Yeah. But what was the question?
No, Chuck Bailey tweeted and said something about the match.
That yeah, that was right. And I love that Raph just couldn't relate to either of you, because as a man in his mid-20s was like, what are you talking about? I'm out partying on Saturday night.
Exactly. He's out living it large with the EDL, the lad. the match of the day... The Match of the Day challenge. Of course it is.
The EDL challenge.
The early EDL challenge. Matthew Jones, Matt Joe Soir on Twitter, said, "Life," in little inverted commas, has gotten a bit in the way of FPL this year, lads, but Timmy Tinker has made your podcast
unskippable. This is bullshit.
Any more future stand updates planned, Tom Holmes?
That's embarrassing. Town.
Thanks, mate. Thanks. And then Footy From Afar, our mate Oscar said, I would absolutely 100% buy tickets to a one-man show starring comedian Tom Holmes titled The Life and Times of Timmy Tinker.
I would definitely.
Thanks,
what I would definitely do.
By the way,
ask my two best friends to tweet in.
My best mate Matt Joe Swar. Yeah. Thanks, Matty. See you tomorrow. Well, Ash knows that the only people I know are related to me, as he always says. Yeah. Your best mate is your cousin. What's wrong with it? Thanks very much. And genuinely, as I revealed to Ash and Craig on the Gaffer Tapes group chat, I am gigging in March. Do you remember who I said I'm gigging with? You don't remember anything. Do you remember who I said I'm gigging with?
I don't.
You don't? I meant next year, in March, I just found out I'm gigging with ... Bodger and Badger.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hosting a comedy night and Bodger and fucking Badger are headlining.
No, I can't believe I forgot that.
I know. Bodger and fucking Badger. I'm guessing he goes round and just does like mad shit now. With he's gone, I don't care. Maybe he's started drinking. Maybe the Badger does like really sexy jokes and stuff. I can't wait. I'm absolutely fucking pumped.
You've gigged with Acast, haven't you?
I've gigged with most TV comedians.
I thought I was...
My mate Al Williams.
Oh, yeah. I know Al. Alistair Williams, yeah.
I was about to say, oh yeah, it was because we were talking about it. It's like, oh, is it James Acaster?
Acaster.
I'm glad I thought that was going to be my guess.
I gigged with your doppelganger, Richard Herring.
Did you?
Yeah, gigged with Herring before, back in the day, in like basically a barn.
So where does this rank? Is this highlight?
Probably, yeah. I've gigged with comedians off the telly, but, you know, I watched Bodger and Badger as a child. And I just really want to... Because I can imagine
love him. Mashed potato.
I can imagine him doing like jokes, but like substituting mashed potato for like spunk and stuff. I can't wait. Oh yeah, she had mashed potato all over her tits. I could just imagine it. Oh, I can't wait. Genuinely can't wait. So I think that's March the 2nd in Sunbury on Thames in Surrey, if you're interested. Get
niche.
That is niche as fuck.
If you are older than 32,
Bodger and Badger
in Surrey. Do you live in Surrey? Do you remember Bodger and Badger? Do you like stand-up comedy?
Bodger and Badger and little Timmy Tinkers.
Yeah, I could do a bit of Timmy Tinker.
That's what I seem to do. You're not doing like a 35-minute Timmy Tinker monologue.
Yeah, I could do. Right, let's do some chip talk. We were talking about chips. The Miles Offside podcast. Chip idea for Dom. Double captains. You get to pick two captains and they both get double points.
No.
I think Dom would like that.
Oh, that's really good, guys. It's a great idea, guys. Absolutely love that idea, guys.
You get two vices, wouldn't it?
Yeah, maybe. Two vices as well.
No, there's no
one vice.
Sorry, what's the...
One vice to bind them all? Or is it? Is that it?
One vice.
Rule them all. Rule them all. Damn it. And then Johnny OG, who was a Patreon guest host a few weeks ago, he said, what about Monkey Rush Chip, where you get to play both your keepers and the highest scores? Basically, it's a real shit bench boost.
But they both get double points.
Yeah.
Monkey Madness.
Monkey Madness. Just taking them and adapting them. Monkey Madness Chip. Yeah.
Double game week ball bag if I played my Monkey Madness Chip.
And then Johnny Worthington, I had to add this one. Johnny Worthington replied to Miles Offside Lads and said, when I first heard of triple captain, I thought you get to pick three players to captain. Imagine selecting Sterling, Aguero and Sané against Fulham or whatever. And I include that because Johnny is our Patreon guest host next week. So that's the sort of stuff he thinks about.
That's quite a good idea.
Yeah.
Triple captain.
We are going to be lost. Yeah. The two of
basically
us and Johnny
exactly
next week.
The same as what Miles Offside suggested, but an extra one.
Yeah.
I hated their idea, but when Johnny said it, I was like, yeah, triple captain.
Oh, okay. Johnny, yeah.
How are you going?
And talking to guest hosts, obviously Dan, my name is Dan, he was our first Patreon guest host weeks and weeks ago now. He said, green arrows all around, since appearing on the Gaffer Tapes, I think I finally get it, #FPL. And he's just tweeted us a picture of, he's gone green everywhere. He's green, green arrows all over the shop, in all his leagues. Cash leagues.
1330 Gaffer Tape.
Not bad.
Very strong, isn't it?
1330. Yeah. I think it's just below me, but not a problem.
he's 600 in Southampton, it's pretty good.
600 in Southampton. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Well, he's like the 600th best Southampton fan.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Really good. We're asking him to be really manager well. Next, wasn't he? Dan, do you want to read an email? I've got a little email, mate. I'd love you to read that.
This is like sure. In a really weird font, basically, yeah. Grey on
it's
grey.
It's squashed font. I do apologise. I squashed it when I screenshot it.
So, an email from Jimmy Pyle says...
I was going to say, don't read out his email address, please don't.
It's season's greetings, three wise gaffer men. My question is in the form of a small festive poem, because I have no friends and only work part-time.
Amazing.
Aubameyang is the man. 10 goals already, hot diggity damn. Should I get rid of Kun and bring him in? I'm behind in my mini league and need to win. Merry Christmas, lads. JP.
JP, thanks. That's good. I include it because it was a lovely poem. But definitely get Aubameyang in, I think.
Yep,
grab him.
Should I get rid of Kun? And I'm guessing he sent us that before Aguero was injured. So yeah, do it before the price has changed too much. Everyone's doing it. Fucking do it, man. That run's lovely. There you go. Oh, that was funny. I enjoyed that. There we go. That was part two. Part
that was quick.
Three. Was it quick? Well, it's quicker than usual.
It's still 3 minutes longer than it's supposed to be. It's
supposed to be a 1 hour podcast, 3 20-minute sections. That's how we pitch it to people on TV and stuff like that. That's never happened. That has never happened before. But yes, we will be back in part three. We've got a quiz. The little Timmy Tinker is exceptional, I must say. And a little bit of power bottoms. And... I think that's it, isn't it? Oh, and obviously previewing the upcoming game week. Lovely yes. Jubbly. So yes, we will see you in a second.
Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Part 3. Ash, Tom and Dan, question mark, here. if you want to have your name misremembered, you can follow us at patreon.com/gaffertapes for $7 a month. Next week,
yeah,
exactly. Super Johnny Worthington is going to be here in studio.
Final Patreon guest host. He's taking the day off work. He's coming a long, long way to be here with us. I'm excited.
Yes.
King of the patrons, Johnny Worthington. Johnny Boy Worthers. Can't wait to have him on.
Yeah.
Yes. Boys, game week 16, 15 is underway. We've just been giving the people on Twitch some live feedback. Danny McGeekins joined us on Twitch. He was the inaugural champion of the Gaffer Tapes back in the 14/15 season. First ever champ. So we were just giving everyone, it's going mental. We're going to have one eye on game week 15 as it closes. We've got about 15 minutes left in every game.
So at the moment,
yeah,
in terms of just actual football.
Yes.
Chelsea are losing.
Arsenal drawing. Tottenham are winning 3-0.
So it's like Liverpool and Man City, I guess, are going ahead.
Yeah, a little bit, I suppose. Yeah. This may be where they break away from Chelsea, yeah. Potentially. Yeah. Annoyed because Alonso. Yeah, I've lost out on some points there.
But... yeah, annoying. They've brought on Salah, which has done my... I had 7 points on the
bench.
Yeah,
I know. There's been a lot going on. Yeah, I've got about 9 players playing. But game week 16 is the weekend. Back to kind of a bit of normality. The early kickoff Saturday. There's no Friday kickoff. There's no cheeky kickoff.
Just an early
Saturday. Bournemouth Liverpool.
What's your prediction? I want some predictions this week.
I don't know. Oh,
I think. Bournemouth are terrible at keeping clean sheets. I think Liverpool is going to be 3 or 4 there.
Wow, really?
Yeah. But Wilson will score.
Yeah, if they're going to score out, away at City, they can score at home to Liverpool. You know, obviously Burnley have fucking scored against Liverpool tonight.
Yeah.
3-1?
I think something like that.
Let's have a 3-1. Let's say 3-1.
So, Captain Salah? Don't know yet, because we've got to look at the other fixtures.
You don't know, yeah.
Oh, but there's not a lot of big teams playing at home this week.
There's not. So kind of good fixtures, though. Kind of good fixtures.
Next up, Arsenal Huddersfield.
Yeah, that's where your Aubameyang captain comes in, doesn't it?
Oh.
It's where your newly acquested? Acquisition. Your newest acquisition.
Acquisition. The acquisition magician.
Your acquisition.
Yeah.
Get the acquisition.
I'd love to say that would be 3 or 4-0, but Arsenal can't keep clean sheets. So 3 or 4-1.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I fancy a good few goals though. If you've got Aubameyang, you've got to stick the armband on him, sure. Yeah. Burnley Brighton. Oh, well,
Is it Murray?
Yes.
Got to play with that, haven't you?
Well, we were looking for power bottoms, and I was like, I'll have Murray again. I've looked in their 10th.
Oh,
which is
yeah.
Annoying. And then Dan was like, had to do a little bit of maths to see if 10 was in the top or the bottom half.
Got my fingers
on the
out.
Table. Got his fingers and his toes out.
It just reminded me of something amazing. Yeah. So, big shout out to James Drury. Drury? The Iceman.
The Iceman.
So there was a little...
Yeah, we haven't mentioned this. You had a little meet-up, didn't you? A little podcast meet-up.
With a lot of the other FPL people in the community.
Yeah.
Whatever. And the best, the absolute highlight of the evening is James turned to me and said, oh, I've got this problem with Twitter. And obviously I'm the person you turn to. Can you Twitter it?
Yes.
I'm notoriously... prolific.
If any of them follow us on Twitter and they think you're on the Twitter, they go, you're doing well on Twitter, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I need some advice. I can't reply to anybody unless I can't send a tweet unless I reply to somebody. So if I hit reply, I can send it. But otherwise, I can't.
Okay.
And the guy next just went, the button moved. It's bottom right, not top left.
Really? Holy shit.
I don't know how long.
That's incredible.
So good.
That was incredible.
He is such a nice
See what
guy.
You've done now. They can now they're probably going to be better than us at Twitter. Now they go, well, now we can send tweets that aren't just replies. They're going to have twice as many followers as us now.
No.
It looked good. You had a little meet up with the lads. I couldn't go because I'm obviously a father. I can't do stuff like that. Dan asked me to go to Arsenal all the time, and I can't go. Absolutely furious. Can't do anything nowadays. Can't leave the fucking house. But
thanks to all the people that were there. It was really good.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Yeah, I saw the photos. Yeah, looks good, man. Next time I'll be there. I'll still have a son, but you know, I might just
bring him along.
Bring him along. Yeah, that's fine. Bring your kid to a pub.
Set him up with a competitive podcast.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Cardiff, Southampton. Southampton obviously still getting trounced. That's going to be their new managers. I like the fact that we keep skirting around who their new manager is. Keep going, the new manager. The new manager.
Look at that. Well, you think someone from Twitch would have told us. Mm. So maybe no one knows. Has it even been announced?
Was it a guy from RP Leipzig?
Yeah, it's him. Yeah, it's not one of the merry-go-round of shit that we thought was going to be Allardyce or Moyes or someone like that. It is actually a credible manager, I believe. It's going to be his first game, and it's a decent game, isn't it?
What, we think it's Kelvin Davis?
No, it's all right, isn't
it? You Googled Kelvin Davis?
I think if it's anybody, it's going to be Ralph Hasenschultz.
Oh, Hasenschultz. Yeah, it's probably Hasenschultz. Well, there, that's relatively, you know, it's a decent game to come into for Hasenschultz.
Yes.
United at home to Fulham. Got to fancy United at home to Fulham, haven't you? Even with the issues that they're having.
Who knows?
Even with the issues that they're having, potentially. Maybe Martial in that fixture.
So it'd be interesting. So you're saying that so Man United are playing as we speak.
Yes.
But we think Lukaku hasn't played again.
Yeah, I don't think Lukaku started.
Don't think he's got a single minute. And Dan pointed out, obviously, Martial scoring.
Yep, Martial scored. And then was it last week you guys were saying that Lukaku not starting, Martial playing?
Oh, exactly. Because last time Lukaku did play, didn't he?
Yeah. He did score.
It stopped, it fucked over Martial. But now maybe they've just binned him off.
Maybe, yeah. Well, he did. He scored one. First goal, since game week 5, as we said.
Since, the start of time.
Any United players, maybe. If you've got Martial, might be worth it, potentially. West Ham Palace. You've got to fancy that. Home to Palace. You're on a nice little run, Ash. Six goals in two games.
Both West Ham and Palace are really random, aren't they? Mm. You just can't Palace, win some weeks and then just get stuffed. The only thing you can count on is that there'll be a dive, a cheeky little Zaha dive for Mijajevic. Penalty.
Well, he's had four penalties this season so far, Milivojevic. Scored three of them in one. And it was a fucking great pick last
year. Yeah, it just depends how good they are at diving,
it's
basically.
Not been happening as much. But Zaha did dive for the penalty last week. Weekend. Yeah. Chelsea City, very interesting game. Although, slightly less on the line, obviously, the fact of Wolves 2. sorry, just laughing at the Twitch comment. Obviously, with Wolves beating Chelsea at the moment, it kind of takes a little bit out of that Chelsea City fixture. But I mean, Chelsea being at home, it's not an easy fixture for City. That's going to be interesting.
Do you think Chelsea will win?
No. But you know, if they'd have done a bit better against Wolves, I mean, obviously it's not over yet. But 82 minutes is not looking good. Then you could have said, maybe a draw, because City have, there was parts of the game last night where it looked like, it was a little bit dicey towards the end, perhaps.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And I mean, fucking hell, City drew with Wolves. What can you say?
What about Leicester at home to Spurs?
Fucking Oak Vardy gets his act together and plays.
Yeah. So, Madison seems to be back.
Madison seems to have scored. Yeah.
So, I could see, wouldn't be surprised if it was 1-1. Yeah. Kane and Vardy? Wouldn't be that surprising, would it?
No. I'd be happy with that. Yeah, a little Vardy goal. I'm sticking by Vardy, even though the whole yellow spell today has annoyed me a little bit. But yeah, no, sticking with Vardy, definitely. If, you know, decent return for the price. The Sunday game is Newcastle Wolves. Who the fuck cares? terrible, we can't say that.
But the only game on Sunday.
The only game on Sunday is a 4 o'clock
this
Newcastle Wolves.
Triple televised Saturday.
Take that fucking late Saturday fixture out, Leicester Spurs, and stick it in Sunday. That wouldn't be too bad. Leicester Spurs as your featured game on Sunday.
Yeah. Or ditch the Monday.
Or ditch Monday, yeah. Monday night football, Everton Watford.
Or could they not put one of the other games? Like, show the West Ham Palace game.
United Fulham. Have United Fulham on.
Oh, they don't. No.
Or something. There we go. Yeah, that is game week 16. It's this weekend. A lot of football in the last few days, and that's a lot of rotation happening this game week, so Christ knows what's going to happen next week. It is power bottom time, lads, so let's key up the old jingle. Ward.
What?
I read the word award and said award. I didn't mean to say award. Someone's like, the word award. They've spotted the award on the next to my mic. So last week, so we did double picks, didn't we? Because we had the two game weeks, the cheeky double bag or whatever you called it.
Yeah.
I picked Murray, he got 1 and 8 points respectively. Ash smashed it. You picked Anderson, he got 10 and 2. I make that 12. And Craig did even better than both of us. He got 0 and 0 from Richie.
Was that his actual pick?
Yeah, it was a real pick. He messaged. Was it? Yeah, I listened back. He had Richie because we laughed and went, Richie missed an open goal. Oh, like that. But then Richie went on and didn't play at all and got injured. So 0-0. And Raf, our Patreon guest host of last week, is 2-1 Arsenal.
Oh.
Fuck, it's 2-1 Arsenal. Huge. Beautiful. Huge. Beautiful.
Aubameyang.
Who's it? It's got to be Aubameyang, isn't it?
His price is going to go ballistic.
Down? Go down?
Oh, live. Ooh. Coming in. Oh,
Lacazette.
No, it's 2-1.
Oh, he's just come on. 2-1.
Literally just come on the pitch
that matters. He walked on. That's what Firmino did.
Correct.
And Raf, sorry, Patreon guest host. He picked Arnie, who got 5 and nothing. So not bad. I got 9. Ash got 12. Craig got nothing. And Raf, representing the patrons, got 5. This week, what are we thinking, boys?
2-2 to Man United.
Oh, shit. It's 2-0. Oh. They've just scored. Ooh. United have instantly scored.
That's exactly what happened in the first half
as
well.
Fuck. Oh, it's game on now. Ash, can you illegally stream this in the corner? Can we watch the game? Oh, shit.
Just when he thought Mourinho was done.
What is the actual TV game?
God. I don't know.
It is probably this, isn't it?
I guess so. I have no idea. No idea. Let's try and remain focused.
Power bottoms.
Focus. Power bottoms, yeah. I was going to go Murray again, realised I couldn't. I'm going to go Mitrovic just because I panicked. Dan, represent the patrons. What are you going for?
I'm going with Anderson.
Anderson.
Versus Crystal Palace.
Yeah, it worked well for Ash last week.
Had him in my team for weeks now.
Yeah, okay. Nice. Ash. Oh, fuck, I haven't even asked Craig what his is. We'll put Craig's in. We'll remember.
We'll tweet, message him. And I will go for Pereira of Watford, clarification.
Pereira of Watford.
Yeah.
What's his name? Craig. Do you feel he's got like a bit
dust covering his name?
Power bottom, question mark. Yes. It's getting a bit relaxed, isn't it? We've got the football scores. I'm messaging
There's
Craig.
There's quite a lot going on, yeah.
Right. There we go. Yeah, we'll get Craig's by the end of the podcast, no doubt. I think it's quiz time. Is it quiz time?
It is quiz time.
Oh, it's quiz time. Do we need... We're just going to write them on our phones?
Yeah, okay.
Lovely.
Here's a little quiz I like to call just a simple quiz. Just a totally normal quiz.
Yeah.
No mental stuff. And it tests your knowledge of the FPL rules.
Okay, lovely.
A simple. To see whether Tom, after 5 years of running a FPL podcast...
Yeah.
Knows the rules yet.
Okay. Probably not. It's only what? 2 seasons ago I knew you could change the order of your bench.
There's a couple of these that I didn't know, to be honest.
Ah.
Right.
Even you.
Even me.
Who runs the Gaffer Tapes Twitter, apparently.
Okay, first question.
Hmm.
What's the prize for finishing first? Do you get a few things? What's the big ticket item?
Oh.
I didn't know there was a prize.
Oh, shit. I do know because we're writing a fantasy football book and I fucking looked this up. I looked this up for our book and I can't fucking remember. Oh, it's... Oh, I'm just going to write that.
Okay. Oh, I can tell you there's fuck all for finishing 81st.
Yeah.
Tom, what have you got? Oh, have you got an answer, Dan?
You've got an answer. VIP game attendant.
Oh, that is one of them. Bollocks.
What have you got?
Holiday.
I'm going to give you both a point.
Yes.
You get a 7-night holiday, including 2 VIP tickets.
Oh, I knew. I literally looked, I had to look that up and I thought, what is it?
When I once came in the top 100,000, I felt that close
to a holiday.
I had to look it up.
You went and bought some sun cream and some Bermuda shorts.
Okay, question number 2. What do you get for winning manager of the month? What's the main prize?
Oh, fuck, look, this fucking... Oh, I think it's... Oh, it's changed. Yeah, I think it's...
Wait, you both got an answer?
Yeah. It's VIP tickets to a game, isn't it? It's to a game?
I thought we went through this earlier. It's token.
Token.
Sorry, just to clarify, I meant for the FPL, not for us.
Did you think you meant on our thing?
On the Gaffer Day.
Oh, yeah, no, tokens. I know that, yeah.
No, you get a... It says tablet computer.
Oh, bollocks. Yeah, I knew that. Fuck. I did look that up as well.
Okay, so 1-0 still?
Yeah.
In your team... How many players can you have from a... In your fantasy football team...
Yeah.
How many players can you have from one Premier League team? Well, I assume it's simple.
Yeah.
Three.
Oh, I thought you... Four? What? Who? Okay. A player can count as have... If you've got a player playing on your team...
Can he count?
In the first... In your first 11.
Yeah.
Okay. They can have 0 minutes, but still count as having played.
Yep.
How?
I can't write a sentence. Oh, can I just explain? If you've written,
yeah, I've written it.
Okay, yeah.
If you haven't got any other players from that, like, so say, oh, this is really difficult to mention. A lot like
No,
if
they would count. As
no one else.
No clarification. They would count as playing for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, for not everybody. Just you. They've got no minutes. Oh, I don't know. Oh, no,
if they got
a
red card from the bench.
Correct. If they got red or yellow. Fuck. Yeah.
I was thinking like.
It happened last season, didn't it? Yeah.
Oh, he did. Who did it happen to? Edison, wasn't it?
Oh, it might have been.
It was Edison. Yeah, City keeper.
For 4 bonus points, who did it happen to from the Man City team? No. 2-1 to Dan.
Oh, I was giving like a really like long fucking answer that was just so wrong.
If you play 4 defenders, if you only play 4 defenders,
yeah,
and neither of your keepers play, what happens?
Are you making this up as you go along? I've written like a fucking paragraph.
I've read it.
Go on, you can go first this time, Dan.
I've said nothing. The keeper you chose stays put and your 4 defenders play.
Nothing. No points for any keepers.
Correct. If you take a 4 points hit, when are the points removed from your team?
Ooh.
Got it.
Bang. I've said right at the very end of the game week after bonus points.
I would say the first evening the game updates. So if you did it, it comes off on the Saturday night.
It's after.
Say no points for anybody. Tom was closest. It's the very start of the next game week.
Oh,
I didn't realise that. Really? Yeah.
Half a point for being closer.
Is it still just 2-1? No, 3-2.
I think it was 3-2.
3-2.
3-2.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you buy a player for... Here we go. Okay. If you buy a player for 8.3 million...
Yeah.
And when you transfer him, his price is 9 million. His selling price will be what?
Maths. We are both using fingers right now.
You're counting millions, like one at a time.
8.3 and 9, yeah?
Yeah.
What was your buying
price? Carry
the
one.
What was the buying price?
You buy Sterling for 8.3 million.
Right.
Sterling for 9.
Got it.
How much do you get back?
It's 1 of 2.
Yeah. I can go first.
Yeah.
8.6.
I said 8.6.
Both correct.
Is it right? Yeah. I nearly went 8.7. How's that work? Because it's 7 pip.
I think it must round down.
It's only
round
the first down. 6 that counts. Yeah. The
first 6 pippage. That's good. I enjoyed that question. That was a good one. Nice. It really made me think.
What was the next? So it makes it 4-3. These questions might all be so easy you just end up with a draw. You just end up winning anyway. What was the name of the chip that was removed from the game? Because it was so awesome. It was all anybody talked about. It was so overpowered.
Yeah, I've got it. I've got it. All out attack.
All out attack.
Yep. 5-4. Okay.
Oh, I nearly said bench boost, though. I nearly got it wrong.
Okay, so this is going to be the nearest. Time Date and time. When does the first wild card expire?
Wait, you want date rather than game week?
Correct, date and time.
Okay, I've got one.
Oh, Salah just got an assist.
Did he?
Ledge.
Interesting.
It's going to shit a goal.
Okay, I've said 12:01 a.m. on the 1st of January.
So 1 minute past midnight.
1 minute past midnight, but on the 1st.
I've said midday on New Year's Eve.
Oh.
So we're 12 hours and a minute.
12 hours and a minute.
You've got midday.
On New Year's Eve.
So the 29th of December.
No, oh, 30, of course. 1st of December.
It's the 29th of December at 2 o'clock, randomly. So it must
because
be the end
the
of
last
that game,
game week.
But that still gives you the, it still gives Dan the point.
Oh, because he's got to get closer.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Okay.
That's a fucking fit.
6-4.
Right, go then. 6-4.
Okay. How many points do you get for a missed penalty?
Oh, fuck. I know this shit.
-3.
Oh, -3.
-2.
Oh, ooh. Is it?
Yeah. Okay. And then there's two more. For each, how many goals do you get? How many points do you get? You score a goal with the goalkeeper.
If a keeper scores a goal?
Yeah.
Oh, see, we were on as
much Begovic's
yeah. podcast, and we talked about it, and I think... Oh, okay. What are you saying?
It's the same as defence, 6.
Fuck. I said 4 because I thought it's... I remember it not being a lot. 6, isn't it?
6. Literally, fuck. I've even put same as defender, 6.
Oh, because I remember saying to Asmir, my best mate Asmir, I said, well, you didn't get a lot of points for that, did you? And he was like, no, Tommy. Fucking shit, mate.
So oh,
that's annoying.
That gives Dan the win. 7-3.
Dan takes the win.
7-4. The tiebreak question.
Yeah.
So whoever gets closest. How many?
Can I still win the whole thing?
No. How many bonus points? System points.
Okay.
You with me?
Yeah, kind yeah. of. Yeah.
You know the bonus points.
BPS.
The BPS. BPS, which no one understands.
How many BPS do you get if you're a striker and you score?
Oh, mate. Fucking true. I've got a guess.
Who gives a
it's
shit?
A, it's a tiebreak, so it's gonna be it's gonna be loads.
I've got a guess.
Hello, has Dan got a number?
Yeah. 263.
Oh, 25. Because when you see at the end, they've only got like it'd be like you know, Aguero 80 or something like that. Yeah. Wouldn't it? 260 then. What is it?
24.
Oh, is it? Oh. Can I win the whole thing? Nice. I've got 25. Yeah. That's
good. Amazing. I should have said a point for every minus point for every you're off. Yeah. So Dan ended on -180 points.
Fuck.
Right, so that makes it 5-3 to Craig. So you're still
it's
in
5-3 to Craig overall, but Craig in inverted commas because he hasn't won about 3 of those points. It's been down to our lovely page.
I think if Craig had been here, it might be 7.
It would probably be 7.
It
probably would be.
It's not getting too hasty.
It probably would be. Right, just before we go, it is of course time for a little bit of Timmy Tinker.
Little Timmy Tinker playing with his balls, practicing the park till the darkness falls. Running at the goal, little Timmy gets hard. Tackles from defenders that deserve a red card.
Can I give a little rundown of what's happened so far?
Yeah, please do.
So I actually remember what happened last week, I think.
Do ya?
I think so.
Go on then.
Bobby Badger, whatever the fuck his name is. Bobby Badger, the manager.
Right. His actual manager.
His a manager.
Gary. Bruce
Gary. He's gone to prison.
Yeah.
And he got turned in by the manager of the Hawks.
Hawks.
Right.
Yeah.
And the manager of the Hawks, they did a game or some shit.
Mm.
And he was like, yeah, this is going to be good. And then little Timmy Tinker led a rebellion against him, and he's secretly plotting to get to spring manager Gary from prison and using his little leather ball.
Okay, it's relatively close, isn't it? Let's be honest.
That's so pretty good.
Let's be honest, that's one of the better ones that we've had. Chapter 13. Darkness, fear, freedom. Little Timmy Tinker crouched behind a large, sparse oak tree on the outskirts of the Dark Heart Woods.
Told you.
The mysterious Pat Natalou was next to him as the two boys stared through the fog and darkness at Dragonbone Prison. Its huge grey walls seemed to go up into the night sky forever, and Timmy gulped hard, his heart beating faster than it ever had in his life. The other pigeons... Pigeons? The other pigeons... had broken off into their groups, fulfilling their part of the mission, and Anne McPartlin was waiting behind the wheel of the getaway car. It was Timmy and Pat's job to enter the prison and get manager Gary out of there. "Let's go," said Timmy eventually, once he plucked up enough courage to move. But he found that he couldn't stand up.
Wait.
Go on.
Question. Ant McFartlin.
Yeah.
Fartlin.
McFartlin. I bet he was called that as a child, didn't he? Ant McFartlin.
Is hard?
Consistency isn't the main, thing with the writing of this.
No, but is it a child life. Driving the getaway car, or is it...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, Ant McPartlin is a child in this story. Yeah, okay. It's before he was famous.
Okay.
Timmy found that he couldn't stand up. Timmy looked down and noticed a rope wrapped around his waist, holding him to the tree. "What's going on?" "You're not going anywhere, little Timmy Tinker." Timmy looked up and saw Pat standing over him.
What the fuck?
A thick length of rope in his hands.
Ooh! Fuck off, Sue.
"What are you doing? Untie me. We have to free Gary." "You really haven't got a clue who I am, have you, little Timmy Tinker?" Timmy frowned at Pat as he reached into his trousers and pulled out a long, hard, thin wand. Pat wrote his name in the air in magic golden letters, Pat Natalu, and suddenly the letters began to move and change position until they reformed to make two words that found Timmy gasping loudly. Alan Potato! "No!" yelled Timmy. "Pat Natalu is an anagram of Alan Potato! That's absolutely fucking genius!" "Yes, it's me, the dastardly Alan Potato. It was me all along," Pat said, and stepped forward into the light cast by the full moon that was peering through the trees. He pulled a large King Edward potato from his face that he'd been using as a fake nose the entire time. And suddenly Timmy could see the face of his arch nemesis. "I have been here sabotaging everything for weeks," Alan laughed. "And now your little friends will be caught and will end up in prison along with your precious manager, Gary. It has all gone beautifully to mine and Harold Eggplant's plan." Alan laughed maniacally for several minutes while Timmy attempted to get free of his rope's bind, but it had far too much girth. Just then, as Alan raised his wand over his head, still laughing, there was a thud and he suddenly hit the ground. Timmy looked up and saw that he'd been knocked unconscious by a large, heavy-duty petticoat. "Well, I do declare, Mr. Timmy Tinker, I seem to have saved your motherfucking life." It was Jemima Thundercracker. She'd saved him. As she began to untie Timmy from a tree, Timmy noticed someone lurking behind her. The figure stepped out into the moonlight. "Gary! Yes, I do declare, I inexplicably saved your manager, Gary, because this chapter seems to be going on for quite some time. And also, look, here are all your friends." Timmy looked, and the rest of the pigeons stepped out into the darkness as well, next to Gary. The entire team united. "Now, boys," said Gary, "we've got a big game tomorrow. If we win, we survive relegation. So you boys need to get your heads down. And then you can have a little sleep afterwards."
Classic Gary.
"Classic Gary," Timmy said, and all the pigeons laughed. Oh.
Amazing.
Yeah, I told you it was going to be a good one. There we go. That was Timmy Tinker. That was the penultimate.
That was the best episode.
The penultimate, yeah, it was pretty good, wasn't it? I think maybe we can cut it and just put that at the start of the podcast. Really keep them in.
It's our Twitch viewership. Suicided off a cliff.
I did a little bit. They didn't want to know the spoiler. They were like, I'll wait for the podcast. There we go. That concludes it all. Incredible. Thank you so much. Game week 16 is coming up. Dan, thanks for coming on, mate.
A pleasure. Thank you for having me, Chad.
Thank you for supporting the podcast and being lovely and beautiful and being there and being with us. Dan, people can get you on Twitter. What's your...
At Absolute Twit.
At Absolute Twit. I remember the first time you ever tweeted us, I was like, he must have joined Twitter early
It was like the day. It launched in the UK.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Look at this guy. Absolute Twit. Yeah, that's a strong Twit. Although you've got one of them little padlocks on your Twitter thing.
I had to put that on recently. It's a long story.
Oh, damn it. God damn it. You're not going to end up in Dragonbone Prison, are you? And we're doing some weird stuff.
Padlock, really?
Getting broken out.
When you lock your things so only So not everyone can look at
you. Oh, not that you've been suspended for his EDL antics.
No. Him and Raph for the EDL stuff. Get Dan on Twitter. Get us at the Gaffer Tapes on Twitter. Email us info@thegaffertapes.com. Send us your any other business for next week. Good luck in game week 16. Hopefully we've navigated you through it all right. Ash, do you want to say some stuff?
So I think we'll probably next week be on Twitch.
Yeah, Twitch.tv/TheGaffertapes.
I might Twitch some stuff in between.
Yeah, some gaming things. Yeah, or just you sitting down eating dinner, stroking your dog.
And we could do that. Just put Forrest on it, but we get loads of views.
He'd get more than we've got. And then obviously next week is our final Patreon guest host, Mr. Johnny Worthington. Looking forward to that. So there we go. Thank you very much for listening.
Last minute. Mm-hmm.
Very last minute goal wiped out a Tottenham clean sheet. Southampton goal wiping out Tottenham clean sheet. Charlie Austin ruining dreams.
I bet it was from a fucking comedy Forsyth fuck up, wasn't it?
Oh, probably.
I bet anybody.
Forsyth. So there we go. Yes, Charlie Austin ruins dreams. Let's remember that. So thank you very much, and we will see you next week. So thank you.
Ta-da.